Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marie Dubuque is here. Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's certified life coach, author of 7 books, and she's one of our top social etiquette experts. And many of you have gone to her YouTube channel, youtube.com/mannersbymarie. That's one of them, right? And then the other one is that the best way to find you?
youtube.com/mariedubuque.
Marie Dubuque. Yeah, yeah, there you go. And that's Dubuque. 3 U's in that name, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Marie, thanks for being
Welcome back. It was so great to talk to you. Did you have a good Christmas, New Year's, all that?
Absolutely. Yep. It was very nice and slow. I didn't travel. I didn't go anywhere. That was really nice. And so I hope you did.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I am inundated with all these people talking about their New Year's resolution, and I think that New Year's resolutions are a crock. I really do. I think they're a waste of time.
I don't do resolutions.
No, I don't either. And I think what it is, I've figured this out, because I'm like, well, how can we get out of this? Because they never stick. So what can we do instead? And I think the problem is we all get stuck in a rut, and you just have to force yourself to get out of your comfort zone. And that doesn't mean borrow a lot of money, get into debt for a business venture that's not going to go through anyway. No, what I mean is maybe cold call that one potential client that you were afraid to, because what's the worst thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something that you really were uncomfortable doing, but now you're ready to do it. And if you fail, so what? You tried. What do you think?
Well, there's one thing about, you're exactly right. And one of the things that you find out is that what you thought was going to be horribly uncomfortable probably isn't going to be as bad as you had it made up in your mind. That's one thing.
Exactly.
The second thing is once you do it one time, the second time it's not as bad, and the third time you start getting good at it. And so what was once a stumbling block, what was once an impediment to your success, is now a skill in your array of capability.
Right,
and it happens all the time. I remember, you know, how many times have I began to learn something, and as I looked at what it would take to become good at this, it was almost insurmountable. I'm thinking, my gosh, look at all these things I have to learn, and in 3 months or 6 months, I look back and now I'm an expert. You know, but because I did what you said, I got out of my comfort zone, I put a little extra effort into it, and it paid off.
Right. And you wouldn't have done it had you not been afraid to fail.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh, yeah, that's
exactly
right.
If you'd been afraid to fail, you'd have said, okay, no, I can't do it, I can't do it, and you wouldn't even have tried. You wouldn't have attempted it.
Well, that's exactly right. And another thing is, if you also, my attitude is I don't fail, you know, and I'm not going to fail. And so that makes me buckle down even harder. I'm prepared to fail. I just don't let it happen. You know what I mean?
I'm not,
and I'm not going to say I've never failed. I have failed, but my point is I go in it with the attitude of I've got that much self pride, that much pride about my own performance that I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure it doesn't fail. And I like the idea. I think what you're saying is don't have 10 resolutions. Pick one thing that you feel like you need to work on, and work on that one.
Right, and it's not just once a year. It's every day. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do tomorrow? And I think we get so stuck in a rut that we only see tunnel vision. And we only want to do what we know we're good mm-hmm. at, and we just want to toe the line, and we don't want to rock the boat. And that's a big mistake.
And don't associate it with the time of the year. I'll give you an example. I started something the middle of December that would have been a great resolution, and I've stuck with it. But it would have been a great New Year's resolution, but I started in the middle of December. And I'm already benefiting from it. And so my point is, don't associate anything with the beginning of the year. I mean, heck, just all during the year, it ought to be a constant, like you were saying, if you pick one thing to focus on, conquer that. Put it away as part of the things that you can do, falling off a log and go take on another one.
Right. And you don't necessarily have to tell everybody what your goal is.
You're the first person I've
quietly do it.
I just now told you what I did in the middle of December. I've never mentioned it to anybody, even though I haven't told anybody what I'm doing.
Right, because if it doesn't work out, then people aren't going to say, oh, did that project work out? What happened with that? Instead, when it's accomplished, you're like, okay, so this is what I did.
And the worst one in the world is a diet. Oh, I'm going to go on a diet. That's my new resolution. I'm going to go on a diet. Don't tell anybody. You know what else? When you lose 5 pounds, don't tell people you lost 5 pounds.
Right.
You know,
right.
Wait till you've lost 30 and then tell them. Tell them.
Right. I was eating last night and my son looks at me and he said, you know what, Mom? You're going to feel bad if you eat all that dessert.
Oh, no. He didn't say that.
No. It was great. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And I pushed the plate away and I felt really good after that. So get yourself a little coach. Ask somebody you really trust to help you out. Say, hey, you know, give me a little positive feedback. There's so much negativity in the world. And if you find somebody that can really help you along, one person that you really, really trust, it goes miles, don't you think? It really goes miles.
But I'd be careful about saying what your son said to you. You might get stabbed by a fork.
You might get smacked. Yeah,
you might get stabbed or something by a fork. I wouldn't want to risk that part. But no, I think you're right. And keep it simple. You know, the KISS method is always best, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, cold call that person that you were so afraid to, that potential client. Because what's the worst that can happen? Okay, so you get turned down, you try again, mm-hmm. but you never ever know. And then you know what? That's going to give you the confidence that you never had before and that you thought wasn't there, and it really is there. Everyone has problems with confidence, but look, some people are just better actors than others. And just fake it till you make it. I love that.
Right, exactly. All right, when we come back, you've been getting some strange questions.
Yes.
Marie
from my viewers, and I have a question for you. Yeah.
All right, so she's got some strange. She gets a lot of questions on her YouTube channel, youtube.com/MarieDubuque. Four U's in Dubuque, and she's going to share some of those with us when we come back. So buckle your seatbelts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.